Hello there, my name's Rob Allen. I'm an admissions tutor at the University of Huddersfield in the School of Applied Sciences. I've been an admissions tutor for the past 10 years and I've got a wealth of experience. Thursday is the day students across the UK, especially in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, get their A-level results and they hope they finalise a university place. Well, A-level results day is arguably the most nerve-wracking and fraught day of your lives. The secret is, please don't panic. If you're in UCAS and hold a CF, that's a conditional firm offer, add up your points and see if you've made the grade. If you've made them, great, basically you're in. You could also use UCAS Track to plot how your application is progressing. Contact the university to confirm whether you've been accepted or not. That's very important. If you haven't made the grade, contact your admission tutor first and discuss your results. They may actually have accepted you, possibly because you're only down in one particular element. If they reject you, you have a number of options. Firstly, they may have suggested doing what's termed a change of course. Basically, they would suggest that you do a particular course which would be possibly suitable for you. However, you are under no obligation to accept it. Think very carefully about this. If you are rejected, you go to your CI institution. This is your conditional insurance. Now, I should talk a bit about UCAS. Basically, if either you've got a CF or a CI offer from UCAS, you've basically entered into a contract which is not easily broken. If you've had a complete change of heart about your course and you want to change to something else, I suggest that you contact the admissions tutor to discuss it. There have to be valid reasons why you wish to change, although most admissions tutors will not hold you to account. Now, if you are not fixed up at either your CF institution or your CI institution, you go into what's termed clearing. This is basically a melting pot where unmatched students try to find suitable courses. I suggest you get on the phone or use the internet to contact likely institutions. Think laterally. Sometimes students who want to get onto a particular degree face incredible competition, for example physiotherapy, and are rejected. But they could possibly do alternative courses, for example, sports therapy or sports biology. However, if everything has gone pear-shaped with your results, consider doing something like the Science Foundation course. We run one at Huddersfield. We send students to physiotherapy, midwifery, forensic science, pharmaceutical sciences, etc. My experience over the last 12 years indicates that many of our best graduates come from the Science Foundation course because they've used the year to consolidate their knowledge and improve themselves. I suggest that if you're looking for things through clearing, visit the universities. This is a very, very big decision you're making. You're going to spend between 3 and 5 years of your life at the university, and you have to be comfortable with it. You have to fit in. Don't just go to somewhere because it's got a good nightlife or a good student union or whatever. Has it got the course that's you're interested in? Now, if you have a clearing entry form which will be sent to you by UCAS, take it or send it to the course admission tutor. If you're not in UCAS and you've decided that you want to go to university this year, please use an application direct to the university. For example, an RPA form, which is a record of prior achievement. If you want additional information on things, you should check out the University of Huddersfield's website, which is www.hud.ac.uk/SAS. However the results you get go on Thursday, from all of us here at Huddersfield, I wish you the best of luck.